Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh my God. This was such a stressful episode of television. It was honestly the most riveting 2 hours since like the Sopranos finale. And it ended just as jarringly. I didn't think after Clay Tour last year that you could have screwed the pooch worse during Fantasy Suites. And this is a new level of trying not to hurt, of hurting even more. This is the most brutal finish. I didn't think it could get worse. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose?
My
name is Autumn Rain, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. Hold on, I'm going to untangle wire. Okay, here we go. I'm back. You guys, I'm back in L.A. I don't think I've been so riveted by the end of a season like as boring as he was as a bachelor. What a banger of an end of a season. Brutal. I cannot wait to get into it. So let me just introduce my guest so we can get going. To my right, I gotta say, looking so chic, monochromatic, in a gorgeous fingerless mitten combo, which I need to know where you got those. Are those Amazon? Number two, a fantastic, I'm going to say my Rhode Island accent, an orange puffer, an orange glove.
Orange.
Here for this, ladies and gentlemen, you know her from Criminal Minds. You know her from Another Period. You know her from her symmetrical face and her fantastic position as Secretary of State of this podcast. Welcome back, Ms. Paget Brewster.
Thank you, Arden.
You look gorgeous. My lipstick matches your look.
It looks like something that Princess Leia would wear in Empire Strikes Back.
Thank you. That's what I'm going
for. In the
for.
Snow parts.
Wow.
Yes, because you want to be found if you're out on the ice
she
planet.
She did it
Hoth.
All white, and you brought some orange to it, which is like, hey, who's queen around here?
Do you know that bowling video when the guy wins and he goes, it's like, you should Google it. This guy wins, and he's wearing crazy wraparound shades. It's a bowler. And he goes, yes, yes. He just to himself, I did it. Who do you think you are? I am. Yeah. I won.
Yes.
Who do you think you are? I am. To himself. He answered it to himself. Who do you think you are? I am. Is the most amazing. Oh. Paget, where did you get this and this? Where did you get the puffer and the gloves?
It was fast fashion, Arden.
Yeah.
Fast fashion. No. Amazon and H&M.
Hot.
But here's the thing. I will wear them forever.
No, I get that.
Okay.
Because I purchase things. Also, a massive recycler.
Yeah.
Massive recycler. I darn. I fix things, and then if I no longer wear it, I either sell it at Crossroads and Squaresville, or I give it to my lovely housekeeper, Rosa.
There you go.
Well, you're a ball of sunshine on a rainy day.
I'll say.
The jacket's kind of like a sleeping bag if you're ever in a situation where you need to just sleep outside.
Yeah, big funnel neck high. I've had this for years.
And the gloves are perfect for street fighting.
Oh my God, she could see. And if somebody wakes her up from her nap and she's not ready to get up, she can fight.
Yeah, so these aren't just regular clothes. These are really, they can do a lot.
Okay, Caddy Corner. Corner to me and speaking right now. And somebody that we missed him. He wore his captain's hat. He wore his captain's hat. He is the captain of
reporting
the podcast.
Reporting for duty.
Oh my God. fact, can I
when
just
do
say,
we set sail?
The sheer fact that this was hiding right now.
How you, have you been hiding
how
that
have
this
you been hiding
whole
that?
Time we've
it's
been
like a magic
out,
trick.
You, he's a comedian. He's a podcaster. He's an actor. You know him from Doug Loves Movies. You know him from The Wild World of Doug. You know him as the captain of our podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Benson, Douglas Benson. How Woo! Are you?
Ahoy, mateys.
Wow. Can you believe you got the best episode on television ever to talk about?
It was... best isn't maybe the word I would
painful,
use.
Brutal,
I would say
brutal.
Exhibit A for why the show should not exist.
Whoa.
Wow.
Hey. Whoa.
Fighting words.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Straight across from me, looking like...
Honesty is not the best policy. Is the lesson mm-hmm. of that episode.
It was truly, yeah. I have so many thoughts. Okay, across from me, is him. He's a writer-producer. You know him, I'm going to say, I think people get starstruck from you about you because from the Christopher Guest movies. You were in all
either
of
that or they look at me blankly.
Are you
one of the two?
Who? Yeah. Who?
Most of the world.
No,
no.
He was in all
name
of,
names.
He was in Waiting for Guffman. He was in Best in Show. He was in A Mighty Wind. He was a writer producer on Crazy Ex Girlfriend on Glee. He was. He also has a recurring role on the NBC Peacock show The Resort.
Woo!
And he is like he has just been diving in since our San Francisco episode. Ladies
That's
and
right.
gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast, Michael Hitchcock.
Yay!
and of course, Dr. Banana is devastated that she cannot be with us here, but we have the queen without whom none of this would happen. Ladies and gentlemen, pay your respects to the head of the production team, Katie Levine!
Katie!
And
Katie.
Our dog Scout, her dog Scout.
Scout's here.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out and the most tart from the beginning. It's going to be so hard to take this in chronological order, but I'm just going to say this. He just should have shut the fuck up. Just don't say it out loud.
That's right.
Here's my, for those of you listeners who don't watch, here's a 1 second review. This ding dong, it's Fantasy Suite Week, or as he called it, Sex Week. They're in Thailand. Zach, and I believe his intentions were good. I believe
right.
he saw all the shit show that's happened over the years. I believe he now came here to get married, to find a wife. Uh-huh. I believe he intended to start that off with something that could last a lifetime, and he saw that trouble happened when people went and slept with multiple people in the fantasy suite. So to make it a fair, even playing field, this ding-dong decided not to sleep with anyone. Fine, I don't know that I would do that, but I'm not Zach. Fair enough. I believe his intentions was don't say it out loud. Just keep it to yourself. What in years past... Until Nick Viall was on Andy's season, nobody knew if people actually...
Oh, yeah, no one said anything.
No one said anything. And he got in a lot of trouble from saying that they'd slept together because she got slut-shamed.
Yes.
So, like, so the lesson is just don't say what happens. You just sort of assume it does, but if it doesn't, it's none of your business.
Don't talk about it.
So...
No, you just try to smell it out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
And that it might not have happened just needs to be a hint of that.
Yeah. Yes.
Just
yes.
a hint. Mm-hmm. And then yeah. that way, the person's not completely embarrassed.
That's right. Right.
But also, he shouldn't have said... From the get-go.
Yeah, just don't say it.
Don't say
just
to a lady,
don't say it.
I just want you to know I'm not sleeping with any of you. Because
right.
I at their age would have been like, I'll take that wager.
That's right.
I would have seduced the shit out of
him. Of course you would.
Right, which
and
bachelorette number two.
Did.
Yeah, well, and by the way,
to pull it off.
By the way, also don't say it out loud and or just stick to it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
he said,
one of the,
he right. also said sex of any kind. He said sex of all kinds.
So oh, he said
no
any,
fooling
not even, yeah. no fooling
intimacy
around.
He threw
right.
in, that
yeah.
word.
Yeah,
not even
said,
second
no
base?
No intimacy.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
even second base?
I
not
think,
even like tickling
no
the nipples.
Yes,
nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, you can't
nothing.
Stick to that? How
or
was
like,
he ever going to stick to that?
It's supposed
okay.
to be like a cuddle sesh, like an all-night cuddle sesh with a boner.
Maybe a dry hump. Maybe a dry hump.
With a boner standing by.
Okay, here we go.
It's so dumb.
So again, just you can have it in your brain, but why set your... Because you're allowed to do it.
But that, also, like, why make it that big of a deal? Like, this is what the fantasy suites are for.
But, I mean, but let's just say you are him and you have his weird eye... Like, just keep it to yourself
yeah.
and then behind closed doors, then tell
yeah,
them off camera.
You have all night
camera.
To discuss
exactly.
it.
Off camera.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, you know, I'd rather
yeah.
not.
That's
and
a good point. It was a conversation that could have been had.
But then even if you did do that, maybe then don't...
Don't
confess.
Announce it, all of it.
Because even Dear Abby says don't do that.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. It's just, okay.
I mean, she'll see it later on TV, but that's something you can tell her later.
Also, if
yeah.
it is the person that you're going to sleep with, if you are that much of a lunatic about it. all right, fine. Let's say you sleep with one person, and we'll get to who that person is. Then let's just assume that's the person you were going to pick. If that's the person, and then don't say it on camera. Mm-hmm. Keep it private. Mm-hmm. Don't announce it to the world. And, like, certainly don't tell the other contestants. Like, just have it be like, yeah, I didn't. It was just you, and now you're my wife. Like, then just don't say it. Here we go. That's my thesis up top.
I'm with you.
Yeah, okay. I think so, too. It made great television, though.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God. Yeah. So we're in sex week in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And and we see up top that Gabby's in her head. We know up top, we see Gabby first, she's in her head.
She says she's in her head, and she's insecure.
I know.
Oh, it's so sad.
She's so sweet. We love her.
But
so
she's falling in love.
She's falling in love. Mm. Her date in London with him, they had those corgis and the little outfits came
magical
out.
Princess gown.
She looked great.
She did.
So then she comes out.
Dress up date always leads to a finalist, it seems.
Yeah, if you get the pretty woman, if you get the bag date.
It's a Disney thing. It's Disney ABC. Disney owns ABC. They're keeping it alive.
So Jesse, Jesse is talking up top to Zach, and he's like, well, this time last year you got your heart ripped out from Rachel, and you know, you were gutted, and like, and so he was like, yeah, like Fantasy Suites really went south for him. But for him, it was, I think, Rachel presented to be a different person in front of the cameras, mm-hmm. and behind the cameras was what it seemed like what happened with them.
Yeah.
So he's decided, he's made up his mind from his jarring visit to sex week last year, was that no sex of any kind. Jesse looks like he's still drunk. Like, he is literally, like, we haven't seen him on camera. He's sweating. He's holding a drink. He leans forward and he's like, Brother, are you sure you're not going to be tempted? And it was just like, Jesse's in Thailand, just boozing it up with these three women that are left are hot, cool. If you're a 25-year-old dude and you have the option to maybe get married, like, one of these three are pretty, they're great catches. All of them are, there's not a stinker in the bunch.
Not one.
Right, they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. They all seem kind of cool. They're nice. Like, they all seem fairly affable, like, you could do.
They're all this far in this insane process.
Yes,
for
like,
him.
For him, like, I don't know what else you're looking for. Like, these are three incredible options. So Ariel is first.
He's looking for polygamy.
I mean, but he doesn't. So his to start
for
out,
as long as he can make it last.
But he doesn't even seem that horny. He just wants to kiss everyone. Yeah. This was the horniest he seemed.
Yeah,
well,
but
he
you
got
can,
horny enough, I
but
guess.
But I think his intentions were good because he arrived in Thailand with a very smart, small carry-on. There were no room for sex toys. just a couple changes of underwear and some swim shorts.
Well, he didn't have a lot of shirts.
He had a bunch of like dad button down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I was on the boat with his hands on his hips, looked around.
And he had no shirt on.
Can the man take one shower, though, without being filmed? Like, every time he's in the shower, makes the show.
Oh, the best thing about that, they did the best cut ever. He's in the shower doing his thing. And then they cut to a monkey just chopping on a banana. Just chopping on a banana. And then later you're like, that is foreshadowing.
No.
Somebody's getting their banana juice.
And then those bananas attacked
Katie
at the end.
That was so good.
Best bit at the end of an episode ever.
Fantastic.
I like her. Those monkeys. I have to say, after her comment to Gabby, I didn't like her either. I don't like her either anymore.
Oh, wait, let's get to it.
That's the end. But yeah,
I liked her. Now I don't like her. I don't like her. I know what you did last summer, Scarlet Letter bullshit. Yeah. I don't like her anymore. And the monkeys didn't either.
Yeah, the monkeys knew.
The monkeys were like, you shamed our sweet princess Gabby.
They saw it coming.
They know. They were protective of our little angel Gabby, who's delicate, and you sex shamed her. And boy, the monkeys knew. I don't want. If I'm going to pick somebody to watch shower, it's not going to be him. This is the least erotic shower I've ever watched.
It's always
over and
he's
over.
Just getting it done. He, you know, scrubs his hair on his chest.
His
a little
hair
bit.
Is all trimmed evenly,
perfect
all over his
precision trimmer.
But it's everywhere.
He's good at it.
Yeah, he's good.
They should show that. Just show him getting it around the nipple.
What is his what brand of trimmer does he use?
What number blade are we dealing with here? Because it's everywhere.
Perfect.
It's everywhere. So Ariel is first. I gotta tell you, I am a straight lady. She is so hot.
Yeah.
The fact that he broke and it wasn't with Ariel, I was
shocked.
I mean, was texting all of you. It had to be her.
She's so sultry.
I mean, really, that's why I thought he was keeping her, because he wanted to have sex with her. I thought they just weren't that good of a match.
It was the only time he actually seemed horny. Actually horny. Yeah. And they actually had a really cute date. They go. He showers up. He's excited, and she's smart. She was like, let's get out of our comfort zone. I want to push all boundaries with you. Like, we're going to the night market. Like, let's push our limits and eat crickets. Doug, did you feel like there was horniness implicated in the, like, let's push our bounds?
When he's like, it's important to me to take sex off the table, she's just like, well, that was the entire meal in my head.
Yes.
That's where we were headed.
Yes.
So what are we going to do instead? Play Parcheesi?
She's a face grabber. When she kisses,
yeah.
She's like...
The talons, the red talons.
The long talons.
I thought for sure they were going to do it. I thought, that is a woman...
She's so hot.
She's also so poised, though. She's very poised.
She's so self-assured.
Yeah.
I think she's much smarter than he is. I think ultimately that would not have been a match that would work out.
I think she was just stringing him along for as far on the ride she could go. Because certainly the most tearless departure.
Tearless, true.
Especially that deep into the show.
Yeah,
she's
that's
top
true.
Three, and she's in the car like trying to work up a tear, and it's not even happening.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, as a smart, cool Jewish woman that she is, I don't believe she actually liked that fucking stuck-up little Catholic boy.
She would have been an interesting bachelorette.
I really don't believe
she's
that's
not
one
a,
line
she
shall not cross.
She's not emotionally available enough to be the bachelorette. That was never going to happen.
But she's also smart, I think.
Yeah. She'll be Wagyu and beef
New York City,
on the beach.
New York City, yeah, she's going to be attacked. She's New York City's not relatable enough either.
Yeah.
I feel like for America, they'd be like, what? Okay, wait.
I have a theory about her and that night. I think they would have done it, except they ate all that crazy food and they both had explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
The whole night long. And he wants to be honest, but he's not going to be honest about pooping out of his pee hole.
Yeah.
That,
pooping out of his pee hole.
That happened. Hands down. You can't eat that crazy food and not have a horrible stomach.
I just shot a living cricket out of my ass.
And now
it's making a noise like I'm bombing.
Right. You're eating crickets and eels and slugs?
I just shot a living cricket out of my ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a true confession. Right here in your garage, Arden.
Oh my God, that is so good.
That's what happened that night.
Did you hear, just sidebar, that somebody left human shits near the Clintons?
Yes, at Some Like It Hot. It's incredible.
What?
Somebody shat. In the theater, on the Broadway play, Some Like It Hot, somebody left human shit near Chelsea and Hillary Clinton.
Like in their aisle, allegedly.
Allegedly.
But was it a targeted attack, or did it just happen to be there?
An usher that was there at the time said, this is the fourth time this has happened.
Whoa.
And I don't mean if that happens every time the Clintons go to the theater, happened four times during the run of Some Like It Hot.
Wow.
Or that usher's entire career.
Wow.
I don't know.
Maybe they need an intermission.
The time
frame. Yeah. Like it hot.
It was at intermission that the turds were noticed.
Everybody's a critic.
I've been to shows where someone's thrown up and it's like they had to clear the room. I don't know how a couple of shits got cleaned up in an efficient enough manner for the show to go on.
That's incredible. Yeah. Also, do you walk in with it in a bag or Tupperware? Do you have a skirt on? Like, how do you get it out?
Some people are thinking it was brought into the theater rather than pushed out on the spot.
I can't imagine, because it wouldn't be on the floor. You couldn't.
It'd have to be a really noisy number.
Yeah.
That nobody around you would notice that you were squatting
already,
in front of your seat.
They're pinning it on an older. They're saying it's an older patron had an issue. That's what they're pinning it
fair
on.
Enough.
Yeah, that's because dogs aren't allowed in the theater. That's who would have gotten pinned on.
That's incredible.
Well, I think if it's happened four times, chances are that's because I've heard from people in Vegas that there are some elderly people. That
There's issues.
In the seat.
They
don't leave their seat. They don't leave if they're on the one-armed bandit. They don't leave. And that there's
especially
some,
if they're in
a
section where they're allowed to smoke.
Whoa, that's hard.
They're it's not leaving.
Yeah. And bathrooms are far in Vegas.
They are.
And bathrooms are downstairs in theaters, and there's stairs and not elevators.
It happens in Vegas, it happens on Broadway, and it happened in Thailand.
Okay,
I'm sure it was.
So then she says, I prefer gritty dates where we test our limits. Mm. To me, that's like nothing's off limits.
Yep.
I want you to know all doors are open. Like, that's what I hear.
Yep.
We test our limits. And then she grabbed his face and kissed him. So then Gabby, meanwhile, is back at the ranch journaling, stressed out and nervous. So Ariel gets dressed up for dinner and Gabby sees her walking.
Spying on her.
Brutal. And then...
which they did on purpose,
which they did to Greg Grippo,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he lost his shit and self-eliminated during Katie's season, during the hockey game.
No, they knew Gabby was fragile.
Yep.
Exactly.
Like, you know, Katie, they could have let her parade by her. She probably would have blown her kisses or something.
Yeah.
Yes,
know?
Yes.
And it could have been taken out of context. She could have been watching Katie
absolutely.
Get attacked by monkeys.
Yeah, that's
she could have just been, she could have just been looking at a tree the
yeah,
way that
true.
Shot
yeah.
is
yeah,
set up.
You're right.
Oh,
so, but
that
she's
looks
like,
weird.
She goes, it sucks. I feel insecure and self-doubt, and I can't get out of my own head. Meanwhile, dinner with Ariel at the White Lotus.
May I have a second? Because before they even got to the restaurant called White Lotus, the editors had already been, they did a parody of the White Lotus soundtrack by Cristobal Del Vir.
They did?
Yes.
Wow.
They were showing all these waves crashing on the rocks.
Yes.
They show this, you know, insecure, lonely girl watching the other one leave. They were setting it up as if it were an episode of White Lotus. And all of the dates had a theme that I think the editors were deeply invested in, and I'll tell you what they were one by one. Arden, go.
Okay, so what was this theme?
This was White Lotus, the show White Lotus.
Okay.
They were mimicking the soundtrack and mimicking all of those atmospheric shots.
Yes.
And White Lotus this year was all about sex. Yeah. That's what the theme
was. Yes.
And victims. Who's the victim?
Mm-hmm. And
who is fucked over?
And there's a shit in a suitcase at a theater near the Clintons.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, so then, but meanwhile, Ariel... Ariel said that she was holding back a little at hometowns. He's like, I could feel that. She's like, normally I retreat when I get too close, but I don't want to do that to you. I actually told my mom that I'm definitely, I'm falling in love with you. It's so dumb. And then he's like, and I am. I'm falling in love with you. He lit up. I was like, oh, she's who he has to. And by the way, if she was first and that's who he had sex with, he could just zip his lip and just like, just not say it.
Although he wouldn't have.
No,
he still would have, like,
goody two shoes. So he's like, he's such a narc. He's his own, like, 21 Jump Street on himself.
Yeah. He's like,
so
ask my parents. I used to, like, I'd rat myself out if I did something wrong at school. Yeah. What an annoying child.
Like,
you have to, now I have to punish you for something you could have just kept to yourself.
Shut up.
He wants to be punished by
people.
He
that's
wants
why,
to confess.
Oh, Ariel, that's why she seemed tough.
She was tough. She would have given him a run for his money.
She would have spanked him and like, oh, you bad boy, right?
But he also said, which was a huge shocker. I mean, huge shocker. It didn't come up any other time in the season, that he takes love very seriously.
And that he's looking for best friend.
Oh, his heart is on his sleeve.
He just needs honesty.
Is he looking for his best friend?
I just cannot.
Oh.
So then he says, it's very special. I can see a future with you, and I can't thank you enough. So he's like, look, I want this to be a happy engagement and end in marriage. So sex is off the table. And you could see her be like...
Yeah, she's like,
All of them were like...
Yeah, they all were
like,
sort of like...
They were like,
they're
what?
Like, you fucking idiot.
And then and he's like, but I can't just... To his... I can't believe I'm defending him. But I can understand after the disaster of Clayton, him going, okay, you know what? The common denominator was sex. So I'm going to clean it up. America will like me.
But it wasn't
sex. I know.
Is that his dating style?
The sex.
I know. Is that... He said he was in love
because
with you.
Yeah, if he could just be you know what? This is fantasy week. If I want to sleep with someone, I will sleep with them.
I know.
And that's what this
I know, believe me.
For.
It's this puritanical.
And I won't tell you.
Just don't tell. Okay.
There's also something that maybe like he has like a 4.5-inch peen and he doesn't want anyone to know it. Or he's got a scrotum that hangs down really low. And he's just, you know, I think that could
be. Oh, he might have a lotum. That's true.
Yeah.
A lotum. A white lotum. A white lotum.
I don't know. There could be something a little weird.
It keeps it in his sock.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's like a little curlicue when it goes up. That's something.
Like a internally
something
like a duck.
Like a pig penis.
Like a pig or a duck.
Yeah, like a duck.
Pig penis.
Tongue like a duck internally. So then.
Any of that could be true.
And she was like, well, I'm disappointed because it is important to keep it sexy, but who knows? Mm-hmm. So then they go and there's sexy music, really sexy music. Mm-hmm. They're kissing and they go into the pool and they're like, well, now that we're here, should we just go make out a little more? She comes out in a red bikini, not since Tayshia. Holy shit.
Bonk.
I was like, holy, and it's like, you know what's so great too? It's like, this is clearly just Mother Nature. You know what I mean? This is not, look, nothing against you, do whatever. Like, this is just genetics at work where you're like, wow, look what Mother Nature can make. Yeah. This is incredible.
That's an all natural gal.
Yeah, this is like, look at just like what's possible in a gene pool. I just bow down to like genetics at its best. Like, wow, good job, gene pool.
Yep.
And so then they wake up and you see the bikini hanging on like the fucking tub thing drying. And I'm like, oh, they had sex.
Same here.
They had sex. This is who we had sex with. They had sex. And they're like, they looked so happy, relaxed. She's like, morning, you look well rested. And then she said, well, we did have three different positions last night. He's like, sleep positions.
Such a narc.
You know, he would be so boring in bed. You know,
he's never done anything but missionary.
So boring in bed. Sleep positions. Sleep positions. And then that was it. That was the end of the date. Overall, before we go to a break, I need final thoughts. I'm going to start with the captain.
Like his attitude is like sex is the only thing to be jealous about and not just overall closeness.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you're basically cuddling with somebody all night and probably saying a lot of very personal things.
Yeah.
And he's just stringing each of them along with this whole scheme of his.
Yes. It's so bananas.
And also the presumption that like, oh, now so all three of you are going to want to fuck me, but I'm going to just tell you that's not happening.
Yeah.
Well, what they could have told him that they, you know, it's like saying I'm not, you know, you can't fire me, I quit.
Yeah. That's Hitchy, what did you think of the Ariel date? Did you think she was going to rose?
Then yes,
I did too.
As time went on, no,
I was like, from the beginning, I was like, oh, she's a surprise contender. Like, I'm sure I was like, oh, she might have like actually secured a rose because I think I felt like they honestly had the best date of any of the dates.
I have to say with her, which I found fascinating and really kind of cool, is that she's so confident.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
you know, like she knows what she wants.
Yep.
And I think it's
she's the lady in the front of a nice restaurant who's not going to let you in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? She's just very firm and...
you specifically.
Yeah. No, just, you know, any nice restaurant now, they always have somebody really put together out front there, like an influencer or something.
Yeah.
And she just really, like... You know, seems like no is going to be the thing she says to most men most of the time.
But even like back in, you know, episode 2, she was probably been the one off screen that was going up to Christina Mandrell and going, calm down.
I know, like when Kat was trying, when Kat was pulling her bullshit with Brooklyn, Ariel was like, but you did do it. You know what I mean? She was like, I'm not saying I would not normally if the COVID. And then she's like, but you did.
Yeah.
And then she didn't get sucked in. She wasn't dramatic about it. Mm-mm. She was sort of like, I'm not getting involved.
Right.
But you did do it. You did.
Yep.
Final thoughts on Ariel Queen Paget.
I was so surprised because I thought they had the most chemistry.
They had a great date.
I still think he's going to marry Katie. They seem like a cake topper to me.
Yeah.
I don't get it with Gabby. I've never seen a connection. I don't get it.
I do.
So
I get
genuinely
it.
Thought he and Ariel were going to absolute sexual magic.
Yeah.
And that's who I would have had sexual magic with.
Oh, yeah.
In Thailand. So it's confusing. I think he's a fool.
Agreed. Katie?
Same thing. Like, I was like, oh, he's going to slip up with one of them. It's going to be Ariel because she is just... Like, you could tell he was really sexually attracted to her. And yes. To be honest, like, until this date, I kind of didn't see the, like, emotional attraction between them.
Yes.
This date, I did definitely see it, but it felt very sexual still. Like,
I agree with you. It was the only one that I've actually seen him as a sexual creature.
Me too. He seemed horny.
He seemed horny the whole night. And she has a real grounded warmth to her.
Yeah. Yep. She does. She is so grounded. Smart and self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And she's way too good for him and the show.
She's very, like, in the pocket with herself. Like, she's very there. I'm like, grout. Like, she's just, she's.
And through the whole date with her, though, he's thinking, I'm going to hold out on the other two. He was still thinking he would hold to that.
For sure.
So he's so proud of himself for getting through the night with her. But, you know, three nights in a row, or I don't know how close they are together, but,
a
night with a woman where you don't have sex with her, and a few nights later, here's another woman you're going to be in bed with and not have sex with.
Yeah.
That's why he burst. I bet you if the order were changed in any way, number two was going to get it no matter who it was.
Did he
sex was behind door number two the entire time.
I mean, you might be right. You might be right. Blue balls like enough just, to be like, fuck it.
Enough of this. I did not, he talked about it twice.
Yeah.
Did it once, and then that was it.
And like, then he narked himself.
Do
you think he then, regretted it because he obviously wanted to have sex with Ariel?
And he ratted himself out because he didn't want to, he knew he'd have sex with the third one if he didn't say anything first.
Well, I don't know if they did.
I don't know if they did.
They did it.
But
they
she sure
it.
Came
we
around.
They did not.
Yeah. We know that for sure?
Yeah.
Spoiler.
We don't. Okay. Do we know?
I think
I didn't think they said it.
At the end of the show,
I think
it's spelled out.
That they with the third one?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah, they did not.
Did not.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This is riveting, and this is so fun.
I love it.
And
but what do the monkeys know? What do the monkeys know?
The monkeys know that Katie sucks.
They might have saw
them
doing it.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. What is your fantasy?
You.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
And we're back. All right, here we go. Buckle up, Buttercup. This is what's... Oh, before we get going, guys, there's only 1 week left. And if you're like, we're going to miss you, guess what? You can come see us live in New York City. And because it's going to be a while before you hear us again, because they're filming right now. They're filming Charity Season. So April 15th, it's a Saturday night at Bell House. We've already sold out at the Union Hall show, which is on the 14th. But the 15th, there's still tickets, and we'd really love to sell it out. It's a 7:30 show. Doors are at 7. It's me and Brian Safi. Michelle Collins is flying in from Europe to do it.
Ooh, wow. It's a good friend.
I know, right? Margaret and Joe from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Jaquez is doing it. And Mike Carrazza, who did the San Francisco show, is coming down from Canada.
That's a hell of a show.
Hell of a show. It'll be really fun. I think my brother's going to be there.
Wow.
I think my gentleman caller, Shamwam Shamawa, will be there. And
hopefully not the Some Like It Hot shitter.
Exactly. And we're going to do the tortilla slap on stage.
Oh, nice.
And we can do it with audience members. How fun did that look?
That did look fun.
I'm going to get the big tortillas.
Oh, the big. The big. You want the big.
The big flowers.
The flowers got to fly
like
off.
Low carb. Like, they're the softest.
You want like a big flower one.
Flappy flower.
Low carb is the softest.
It's called the low carb. Yeah. I can't remember who.
I'm going to get that. We're going to play that on stage. And so that'll be. And you know what? We'll bring up some of the audience members. Just get your look. The tickets are $20. What else are you going to do in New York for $20?
It's a great show.
See a great show, and please don't be the floor shitter, but come say, you can say hi. I'll say hi to anybody after. So please come. All right, here we go. Ariel, go to rosepodcast.vodka or the
live
shows tab, or go to the Bell House NY. It's April 15th. Okay, here we go. Gabby. Now look, I'm going to say it. I know you don't get it. I love Gabby, and I feel for Gabby. Gabby didn't have a great showing up top. I felt for her as she had a meltdown before anything had even happened.
Yeah.
And I felt for her. But here's my take. Gabby shows up. She's so real. She's so Vermont.
I agree.
So she's but I'll tell you where I saw the chemistry. She shows up and she's like talking about, she's like, hopefully my self-tanner doesn't come off. Adorable.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, we got a pirate ship. We're going to our own private island. The look on his face, he looks like he loves her. Like, he looks so giddy that she was there. He just looks like he's delighted and tickled by her. And like, she's the only one that when she shows any humanity, other women may be like, I don't know if I like the color blue. And he'd be like, you're out.
True.
She has a full break in front of him, like, for no reason. She's like, I'm anxious. I'm in my head. He says, you look so beautiful. She says, I don't. I look crusty.
And before that, she said she smells terrible because it's hot.
Yeah. No, she's in a full loop.
Full loop.
Full loop.
Kind of like Jess stuff. Like Jess. Kind of like, reminded a little Jess a little
bit. Like, which one was Jess?
The one that did the same thing.
Same thing.
Yes.
The one that was like, I don't get enough one-on-ones.
Yeah. So she was in a loop. So she just already felt, you could tell that she felt unattractive coming up. First of all, she's stunning.
She's beautiful.
She looks like a young Elizabeth Taylor. Like, just here she comes, gorgeous. And they're like, she's like, I don't look beautiful. I look crusty. And then she was like, I feel second again. I'm stressed out for no reason. And then she takes off. She's like, I gotta need a second. And she goes crying like under a tree.
Behind a pole.
Yeah. Like, and like, and again, this guy who cannot deal with any humanity, I was like, oh, he loves her. Like,
the first time we saw him act like that.
He loves her.
That's true. You're right. It's the first time he was accepting of someone's
humanity. And remember
pain and questioning.
But also final three.
Yeah.
And it was also in Vermont. Remember when she said, don't forget about me? And he said, how could I ever forget about you,
you're
Gabby?
Right.
So I'm like, for whatever reason, I think he's never hung out with somebody quirky. And like, for him, this is super quirky.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just was watching it. And I was like, oh, he loves
over my head.
He loves her. And so she goes and she's really in a tailspin. Real, look, we've all been there, but it's like, oh my God, like the date, there's nothing wrong yet. He hasn't said no sex yet. He hasn't, like, nothing's gone wrong except she wasn't first.
Although he did say, oh, your palms are sweaty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did say that to her.
Yeah. And you're like,
which is like that kind of, what?
Yeah, don't say that.
Don't say that to your date.
Well, she also kept saying, is this where she was like, I've always been chosen second?
So then she starts going.
What's that on your lip, a mustache?
Yeah.
You look lovely tonight.
You look tired.
I will say, Dr. Shamwam Shamawa, he really points things out. And one time he's like, what is that? I'm like, a skin tag? Like, that's a skin tag. That's like, and he's like, huh? And I'm like, what the fuck? You don't have skin tag? Okay. Right. Well, I got that cut off quickly. Okay. So then next time I was at the doctor, I'm like, get rid of the skin tag. Okay. So then she's like, my mind runs to, I'm not good enough. I was second. I was in my other relationship. I was second. I was the other woman. And she's crying. She's like, I feel so stupid. I'm a fool. I feel stupid and ugly and disgusting.
Yeah, that's
And then he was like, what is wrong with you? And then she goes, I have to get a grip. I have to get a grip. I'm very activated. I'm very in my head. I'm not enough. I was cheated on. I was chosen second. So I'm overtired. I'm just a human. It's hard. And to his credit,
yeah,
this is a lot. Even if you're not him that can handle nothing, this guy who can handle no cracks in the armor actually says, I hope there's no doubt how I feel about you. I have nothing to do with the order. I get insecure too. I do it all the time. I look in the mirror and I think, who would fall in love with you? I have your back. It's a lot. And I'm like, this guy is saying, like, that's
the
what I'm like.
Sent everyone home for showing any weakness.
I'm like, this is his pick. He like, this is the one.
He did let her in. And he had spoken before only in like a confessional interview that he was overweight as a kid.
Yes.
And so he is letting her in and letting her know, I know what it feels like to have this seeing yourself this way.
Yes.
I was impressed that he didn't, because for a split second when she was flipping out, I thought he sat back and tightened his mouth up, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to cut her. He's going to put her on that boat and send her off the island.
Yeah, kind of like when the jets breakdown happened. I thought that was
my friend literally was like, oh no,
he he's
going
to do it. Yeah. Yes. And that's what I thought.
And then he
let her in.
And I hate to say this, to be fair to him, after the aerial date, nothing's gone wrong yet. And it's like, this is like, whoa.
What are we doing?
We're going to go to the island. We're not even on the boat. We're just going to the island. Doug.
Her breakdown, though, is on the needy side, and he likes being needed.
That's true. He likes the captain.
The other girls, when they break down, they seem like they're going to be too independent. That's why they're breaking down.
Doug.
And in her case, she's breaking down and needs the warmth of to be inside him.
Whoa, Doug,
and around
astute.
Her.
That's really
needs
good.
Needs to be needed.
Yeah, that's why, like,
Doug.
Like, he really likes to feel needed. That's why, like, you know, we weren't here for hometowns, so we didn't talk about it. Like, Katie's hometown was a fucking genius idea, because he wants to be the type of guy being like, babe, I can't figure out how to fix this. And he goes, I got it.
Right.
He wants that. Mm-hmm.
He should move to L.A. Everyone feels needy here.
By the way, he can build my IKEA.
As soon as two things didn't fit together right, he was embarrassed that he couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, like
he wants to be that man.
He will move here. He'll be on Dancing with the Stars, and if he can't do it right, he will implode.
Dance. Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, he'll make it. He'll only make it a few weeks, but he'll get by on Bachelor Nation love.
Yeah.
I don't think people like him.
But he's, you know.
Well, let's see what
he's
happens.
He's pleasant enough.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. So then.
A good sport.
That is a very astute observation, Doug.
Thank you.
Okay, so then, and then she says, wow, you're really seeing all sides of me. And then, she goes, today I wasn't my best. My hair was disgusting and gross.
It was wet.
She looked adorable.
You were fine. You went in the ocean.
You're adorable. Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, oh, no. What are you, the Loch Ness Monster?
You have sandy feet.
Truly. It is an exercise. So, again, it goes back to the thing that I said last year, like when my friend Steph, when I was speaking against myself on the tennis court, and she said, don't give other people arrows to shoot you with. Just don't speak against yourself. You can think it. Just don't tell other people what's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're becoming a champion. Like, just don't give voice to it, to the person. They don't need to know all this. You can say it privately to your friend, even though she has no safe people there. Like, put it in your journal. Just don't say it out loud to the person. It's because it's not, if it's historical, it's historical. It doesn't mean it's real.
Right. But you got to remember, too, this has been 20 weeks of being around the most beautiful women in America.
I mean, trust, you're up against Ariel and Katie.
Yeah.
They're hot. I mean, like, they're so sexy. Right.
Gabby is a little bit, she's beautiful, but she is more of the girl next door choice.
Yes.
She is a more attainable human.
No, I would feel totally fucking threatened by Ariel and Katie.
They're so hot.
And there's like 25 crew people watching every move you make.
And you're in a bathing suit on television.
Yeah.
And as a national, he wants to represent something. I don't know what he thinks he's representing, but he just really, like, clearly has like this, you know, I've got to come off as nice as possible.
He is very presentational.
He's worried.
Like, he knows he's not funny or interesting, so the least he can be is is a good man.
Yeah.
And then he's doing this bullshit where
he's making it worse.
Ending up being the opposite.
The worst. He's being the most toxic person you could ever be.
Yeah. Oh, and now also on this date, and it could be just my bias, I believe that the composer was mimicking the soundtrack from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Whoa.
And they were showing all these shots of the boat and the island and the ocean and the... There was just something about it. Like they were just using that as a little, flavor, a little pep.
Oh, by the way,
the Emmy Award for that.
Padgett. Also, they did the Titanic thing.
But yeah. She didn't say I'm king of the world. Yeah.
Thank Brutal. God.
Okay, thank God. But still.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So then,
they could have at least thrown some jewelry into the ocean.
Exactly. So then, she might not have been born then.
Oh no! This is all the editors making each other giggle.
No! I'm saying her standing on front of the boat.
Oh, Titanic! Oh, it's 25 90. Years old. Oh, she wasn't born yet.
Okay. So then,
and then Titanic the movie's been destroyed. Nobody likes it.
Yeah, nobody likes it. So then she said, I felt bad for taking time away from how much fun we were having. But I found out that I found out my ex was cheating on me and I chose to look the other way. I did not know my own value. And he's like, Gabby, you deserve always to be number one. Mm. Zach said, I had the worst self-confidence issue. You were so genuine and kind. And she said to him, I am falling in love with you. And he said, yes, I want to kiss you. And then they kiss it. And he says it back.
Later.
So then he goes, look, this is sex week.
Otherwise known as. No. Oh, that's what he said to Ariel. The shit hits the fan week.
Yes.
That's what he called it.
Oh, okay. And he goes, and I have chosen not to have sex.
Yeah, people having sex is shit hitting a fan. What a romantic fella.
Well, it was the night before. I stick with that with the crickets.
And he goes, I want this to work, and I don't want this anything to be awkward. And then they played crazy music. And the morning after, he tells her that he loves her. He says it in the morning. Now, Hitchy, until about 7 years ago, historically, nobody broke. You're not supposed to say it unless you just don't say it to the end. If you're the lead, you don't say it back.
Yeah.
Because say you don't pick Gabby, say you pick Katie and you watch back. You said like that's a hard one to like. That's
hard
even
one
harder
to swallow, as they say.
Even harder than like the sex stuff. It's like saying I'm in love with you.
But you know what? She also said, which I thought was very foreshadowy. She said, I'm not going to get engaged to someone that I haven't had sex with. And I thought, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because she did say that. And then she also said, oh, he doesn't want to test drive anything when you've got the Porsche.
He knows he wants a Porsche. He doesn't want to test drive anything. He knows he wants a Porsche.
Yeah, but that Porsche has sweaty palms.
Yeah. So then,
but those headlights,
dude. So then she said
eyes.
She said the great cuddle session. She goes, we love a good cuddle sesh. She's Oof. Like, and then he says, I'm falling in love with you. And she said, I can feel it. And he said, I had a passionate night with Gabby and something special happened. And you know what? I'm holding it in my heart. I feel really great about Gabby. I see a life with you and it's not so hard. It's easy. And he said, look, I was taking sex off the table, but it changed with Gabby. And we both agreed and we wanted to have sex. And it was special and it was important.
And the table was just sitting there.
And it's what we both wanted.
And this is what he was saying when he talked to Jesse.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. It's what we both wanted and needed. But I went against my word. And I'm wondering, how would all the other women feel? I have guilt about the whole week. I said one thing and I did another. But things changed and evolved. But I want to tell the other women, without a doubt, they need to know.
Wow.
Isn't that him just saying, I'm going to go with Gabby? Shouldn't it be?
Yes, like, in my
like
mind.
I've made up my mind, but
yes,
then he...
No.
Still keeps plowing forward with Caitlin.
Katie. It gets it exactly. In my mind, it means, look, I know it's supposed to be one more date. So then this idiot goes to tell Katie. He goes to tell Katie, and he's
so
he's also saying to Jesse, it was an act of love, not lust. Love, not lust. Like he loves Katie. He loves Gabby. He loves Gabby. Yeah.
It was something they needed to do to move their relationship forward. He says out loud.
I'm like, great. Okay, great. He loves her. She's cute and fun.
And he's saying it was a beautiful moment. It does sound like
he loved her. Like this was his wife.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful moment that feels robbed. I thought, robbed? Robbed? What do you mean robbed? What's, I didn't quite get that.
I just shut the
he's
fuck up.
He's robbing it by making it public.
Because he shouldn't
he's
have
saying,
said it.
Now, well, now you know, I have to say I'm sorry to Katie also, that I did it with Gabby.
Because he's
that,
honest.
And also now this idiot is saying it on camera, so she'll get the slut. Yeah. She will get slut shamed by America, not him. And like he didn't need to say it out loud
on camera.
No, it was so stupid.
But he goes and tells her he's going to do it right before his date with Katie.
Yes,
and says I'm falling in love with you too.
I know
it's an impossible.
He like says to Gabby, he's like pretty much like. Says like I regret it, like the way he handled it.
He's like, listen, I still have this other woman.
Here's what happened.
To...
I'll read out what happened.
Makes me think that he likes Katie more.
Okay, wait. Here we go. He goes. I'm going to have to be honest with everyone, and she's like, we have this beautiful moment that feels robbed because it's their fucking private thing. He goes, it needs to be shared with the others. Last night was so huge for us. It was more magical than I could have imagined. And you see her face literally start twitching.
She's mortified now that her family knows.
It's on camera.
All of America knows.
Mortified.
Everybody knows.
Yeah,
well,
she's like,
he's making this huge deal.
Exactly. And it's on camera.
Nobody needs to know. It was a private.
Something that
there was an expectation of privacy on
and
her part that she deserved.
He's acting like she tricked him into it.
Yes. Yeah, it's, that's what he's
like
doing.
Like he set up this goal and this bond with the with whoever
I didn't
gonna have sex, but then it was important to her.
No,
she should have said, take your curly cute duck dick and get out.
Don't trip on those sagging scrotum and balls.
Get out.
So then she says, I want to be fully transparent. She says, I didn't realize you were so bothered. I thought this was just between us. I feel blindsided. This was private and between us. And now I feel it's not. And I feel caught off guard.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. She's like, my trust was broken. Like now this is what was between us is now between everyone else. And Zach says, I'm definitely falling in love with you. And I want you to know that. And I don't want anything to get in between us. Except I'm falling in love with you. And I want to go through life with you. And then they kiss in the rain, and he's like, don't you have a date to go to? And she says, don't have too good of a time.
See, this all makes me think that he wants Katie. And that's the one that he has chosen that he's going
to He's trying to cover his ass by going to Gabby and saying, I need to be honest because I don't want her to. Because
if it was Gabby in the end, he would just be like, well, all right, we had sex. I just won't have sex
with Katie. I didn't get that vibe.
But why would he fucking care so much? Like, why is this a big
I
deal
think
then?
He narked on himself in high school
and he can't
Catholic
and
boy.
He's on camera. I think he's so guilty because I said one thing and did another.
Yeah, he said it so many
you
times
did.
And
did.
It's such a big deal.
I don't think it's about I think he wanted to have sex with Gabby. I think Gabby was the one.
See,
I think he set up these stupid rules. I think Gabby's it. But I do think, in my mind, Gabby's wrong. You don't want to go first. You want to go last. Because it's whoever is last is the last one on his mind.
I think I think Katie is the one, and that's why he's acting like this. I think if it was Gabby, he would have just done it, and then maybe he would maybe tell Jesse, and he'd be like, well, I don't know. But I just don't think he'd be trying to, like,
if Gabby was number one, why would he, why would he be working so hard other than producers in his ear saying, we need two finalists. We can't narrow it down to one with a couple episodes left to go.
A psychosis about his word. I don't think it's about Katie. I think he's like.
Right, especially on TV. He knows everybody saw him pledge to do that.
And he remembers what happened, how everybody decided they hate Clayton, and he now knows that his reputation.
Guess what? We hate him now.
That's what he knows. That he knows that. I think he realizes
from boring to hated. What an arc!
But I wouldn't hate him if he just fucking kept his mouth shut.
Well, isn't his mentor? Didn't his mentor not have sex too?
Sean like a born again virgin.
Ugh. So boring.
Or something like
that. So
that
may be part of it.
Like there was like something with Sean. Where
it was something like that. Like he had stopped having sex 5 years before doing The Bachelor.
God.
And he was a he had decided to pledge purity until he got married. But they have a successful marriage.
Yeah,
they
have,
two, three kids.
They're happy.
Like,
yeah,
they are happy.
I see why.
Okay,
you know what? Like between two consenting adults, sex should not be this big.
Well, I mean, that's for sure.
It's like, come on.
But I do think he has this weird puritanical narc guilt with an awareness of cameras.
But I still think I think he still feels almost equally as strong with Katie as he does with Gabby, because he really wants to keep pursuing this and work it out. And it's all over for all of them.
Like, he's ruined it for everybody.
For any long-lasting relationship to come out of this seems very unlikely.
Like, Katie could get over it.
It seems like she's already trying a little bit.
Yeah, she's already trying to.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. It's the fantasy suite time. What is your fantasy?
Television.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
And we're back. Okay, so here we go. So he goes off to have a date with Katie. The worst date in the world, through like a swamp, like the jungle.
Guess what the editors did with this one?
Talk to us.
Which one is it?
It's fucking Apocalypse Now.
No.
A wet mangrove swamp.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic.
Wow. You are so smart.
They just destroyed her. Gave her the worst.
They gave her the worst.
The worst dark.
They were like, you're swamp. In the dark. It's raining. She's in like jean shorts and a big t-shirt.
Leather flip-flops.
They go
glass
into
glass bottom boat, though. That's kind of nice.
Glass bottom boat's cool. Through a swamp.
Through a swamp. And she goes, it's raining. I love the rain. She's in a great mood.
She's up for
it. She's so cute. She's so ready.
Little does she know.
So she's like, so he's like, Katie deserves full transparency.
You idiot.
I'm like, oh, God, like, when is he gonna do this? When? So they go on the boat, they're kissing in the rain. He's like, I missed you. It's been a lot. I want to talk to you. And so, so they start like boating around. They go sit on a log, in the middle of the swamp, under a rainy tree.
And she also shoos away mosquitoes at
it's
one
like,
point.
It's like literally like
it's
a
raining
malaria,
on them.
It's like a malaria swamp hell.
Their feet are in the swamp.
They're in.
Just, with snakes, you know.
It's
snakes.
I mean, it was
disgusting.
And those monkeys up in the trees beating off.
They hate.
You know all that's happening. Throwing their shit on them.
There's monkeys jerking off all around.
It's
them.
Just really bad.
Playing with their daisy dorks.
Daisy dorks. So then they're jerking off, and
the monkeys, not our contestants.
He's like, so
I love that some people don't watch the show and just get all the information from you.
Yeah.
They must really learn about things that didn't really happen on the show.
Can I just say what a pleasure it is, speaking of people that actually do get information, the fact that I have sucked my brother, my reasonable businessman brother, a computer program, just the man who claims he had no wild oats to sow ever in his entire, my sweet, brilliant brother, who had his own special math class with the principal, he now is like texting me in the morning, like, boy, those fantasies. he loved the monkeys. He loved the monkeys.
The monkeys were really
that
good.
Was a highlight of the
He episode. Also liked Ariel.
Sure, who doesn't?
He also liked Ariel.
My husband loves Ariel.
What's not to like? Okay, here we go. So then they're kissing in the rain, and he's like, I have been intimate this week. I tried to set parameters. And then her heart starts racing, and she starts playing with her hair. She's like, "Yeah, I knew this guy." Also, her Canadian accent all of a sudden is
sorry. Sorry.
She's like, "Okay, I'm sorry. I knew this could happen, but it sucks to think she handled this so well. I'm not mad at
really
her yet."
She really did.
She's like, "It sucks," and I loved what she says. I'm laughing not because I think this is funny, but because I have a nervous tic that when
this
I get
is my coping mechanism,
and it's like, "But this is not funny to me." I was like, "I'm going to use that line because I laugh too when when I get nervous and upset. I start laughing. I'm like, and I loved her. Like, let me just be clear. This is not funny."
The interview with her alone, she's like, "What did he expect? I'm going to be like, high five."
I mean, she was so great. She was like, "It just sucks to think about." She's like, "I figured it that you would, but you didn't have to confirm it. I get that you wanted to tell me, but I could have like sort of guessed that without actually hearing about it. Now you feel better. You're doing this so you feel better.
Right.
But I feel worse." Like,
I was just going, "Yes, keep talking."
And she would just occasionally, it would be quiet and you would just see their outlines in the murky swamp. And she would go, "Yeah."
I think she actually says it's, I think because they beeped her, I think she said it's fucked to hear it confirmed. I think she said that the sweet nurse said it's fucked.
I like it.
It's fucked to hear it confirmed. I am not happy. It's weird. It's going to take me a minute.
Yeah.
She goes, "Well, I'm crushed." I loved her.
I thought she did a great, too. I thought she handled it.
And then really he said he was sorry, and she goes, "What are you sorry for? You know, I am really not okay right now. It's very weird, Zach, and I really feel very distant from you. I feel weird and I feel distant." I was like, "Yes." So then I get it. I know that this was the gist of this week. I don't need to know. I did not need to know. That's your relationship about the other women. Keep it there. I don't care to hear it.
Right.
This is all written. I mean, she just really went on and on.
Very clear. The most concise
expression. If I'm interested in hearing about it, I'll watch it on television.
Yeah. She goes, "It's really rubbing salt on the wound. There is no easy way to hear it. Put yourself in my shoes. I am just not happy. I am not happy to hear this. And I'm laughing because it's my defense mechanism, not because it's funny to hear." And then he's like, "I can see it being us at the end." She's like, "What did you expect? What did you expect? I feel so distant from him right now. Why am I doing this? How am I supposed to spend the rest of the night with him?"
Yeah.
It was, and then she's crying on her producer's shoulders. That was, you never see that happen.
No.
That was cool.
So this was incredible television.
It really was.
This was incredible. And she's like, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
And I was like, go.
Mm-hmm. I got it. I
like
totally
that idiot,
got it.
He's seen as an example that Clayton was able to pull off this nonsense and go home with his what he thought was his top choice.
Yeah.
So he's like, "I can just play this same game, like just
but
constantly
like
talking about how honest I am while doing these terrible things."
The nice guy version of it. This is the nice guy version of it.
Mm.
I know. Remember Gabby in the hotel room and Clayton season being like, "What, like, you're saying that, like, just because you're saying it doesn't make it okay." Like,
no.
Exactly. Like,
honesty is such a lonely word.
There you go. That's the title of the episode.
Learned it the hard way.
Will you write that down, Miss Katie?
Oh.
God, it is. Honesty is such a lonely word.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "This is the worst feeling in the world. I cannot get into a good headspace." Dinner, they somehow talk her into go to dinner.
I thought she was not going to show.
No,
she shows up. You can
see thought Jesse was going to walk through.
Yeah. I was so happy. I was thinking, and then
she shows up pissed.
She did.
In a purple dress, pissed.
I literally turned to Anthony at one point because like he asked her something. She goes, "Mm-hmm." And I said, "Anthony, if I ever go, to you, I am very,
very mad."
He was.
No, he said something like, "Let's you have a beautiful dress or something." And she was like,
Yeah,
yeah, like that. Ooh.
She was. She. So then.
And they didn't even get the White Lotus. They just got like a, I don't know what it was, a corn cob or something. There was nothing.
Yeah.
Well, they never eat the, it's fake.
No, they never eat anything.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, no, they had, like 2-day-old spring rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
She's
apparently
so mad.
None of the crew wanted this.
She was like,
wait, it gets worse.
She was like, "I didn't know if I was going to show up tonight." And then he's like, "I have Catholic guilt. It's just and she's like, "Okay, well, when I met you the first night, I said I was the luckiest girl in the world, and I still am."
Ooh.
I don't know how
That producer whose voice they took out of all that footage of her hugging her went to her room and was like, couples go through bad times. This is how you can prove that you're the woman he's supposed to marry. This was going to happen eventually. What if you'd only seen it on After the Women Tell All the Rose or whatever?
Or they just sit and listen to her for a few hours and she, you know, talks through it and cycles through all of the feelings she's having.
I understand everything you're saying, circles back to, but I'm
here. Yeah, exactly. I'm here, so I might as well make the best of
this. Every relationship has problems.
Wow, you guys would be so good at that.
God, what would do it?
Oh my God, I know.
And then she goes, like, all smiles from here. Remember that?
Yeah, it seemed, I wish she had just, like,
that was eerie.
Just, like, punched her like, basically, outstretched hand through his trachea right after saying that.
And she was also, maybe the producer was like, don't you want to be on the cover of People magazine?
Maybe it could have been anything, who knows?
Anything don't you like want to be on the cover of People magazine?
You're going to get a $50,000 bonus if you go
get
to that
keep
dinner.
The ring.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
do you want to go to Bachelor in Paradise? Do you want to be on Dancing with the Stars? Do you want to embarrass your family? You can't see this through. You agreed to do this show. You knew this was going to happen. Yeah. You knew what Fantasy Suites were. Like, there's a million ways to come
all
at someone
smiles from
who's
here.
Already hurt and vulnerable.
All smiles from here. Doug, if you ever say, well, all smiles from here, what is happening in your life?
The ship is sinking.
Yeah. All smiles.
It's over.
It's over.
No. It's pretty much past the part where we could save ourselves, so we might as well have a laugh.
Katie,
do you guys think that she really thought he wasn't going to have sex with anyone else? Or do you think she was more mad at how he handled the situation and told her?
I think so too.
Right?
She was saying,
yeah, she
I knew
was the third
okay.
date. She knew he banged one of them.
See, at first
it's
I thought
salt
that
in the wound
she kept
for you
saying,
to confirm
got
it.
That, but then she kind of started to turn and being like, you know, it seemed like more like she got mad that he had sex at all.
Well, it's also like, now I'm picturing it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, it's like, she was like, I get it. I understand, but I don't
didn't need to hear it. That's what she kept
saying. It's also like, your dick is still wet from last.
To do
night.
It, he didn't need to
and
do
it, wasn't
it either.
Even, and it wasn't like I had sex. It's like I said I wasn't going to,
so I couldn't
and then
resist.
I couldn't help it,
and now I did.
That's really how hot she was.
Yeah, that's
that
what
I broke
like,
my vow to the world.
And God,
I told the universe
my God.
And God,
I just cannot.
The entire Shallcross family.
The entire Shallcross family.
Well, I do love that we see him next week literally telling his family. And it's like, just stop talking. Stop talking.
Oh, I missed that. I missed that.
Like, it's in the coming up.
So
right.
Like, you know, I had set boundaries and I didn't stick to it. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Okay, wait. So I saw the monkeys. What are the coming attractions look like?
What else was it? Was like him talking to his family. It's like obviously they're still in Thailand and his family's coming there. And I think we see
Gabby's upset.
We see Gabby crying.
Yeah.
We see someone ask Katie, are you prepared for what happens if he goes the other way? And she
it's
doesn't
with
answer.
His family member.
I mean, what's the point of that question?
And why does he have to tell his family any of this?
Right?
I mean, that's crazy.
He's trying to get ahead of the story because he knows it's going to show up. It's going to be
pathological.
He can do it on the phone.
Something's wrong with him.
I think he did it. He's so.
I agree.
He's so
it's just crazy.
Uptight that he turned himself in high school.
Yeah.
He's a narc.
Teenager narcs
in
himself.
Every sense.
That's
every
the point
time.
Of being a teenager.
He is marijuana.
It's like, go do is that marijuana?
Marijuana.
Wait, you smoking?
I bet you they let him get away with every time he would say narc on himself, they'd say, well, since you were honest, we're going to let you get away with this bullshit.
Yeah.
And so that's his approach to everything.
I've never met somebody that narcs on themselves. Like, it's such a vibe.
Like, and then tells people later, that's my flaw. That's my trait that
I'm
can't
super narc.
I can't get away from is that yeah. I will rat out. Like who would want to be in a relationship with the guy that's going to rat you out?
A narc.
You know what I mean?
Well, you
like if they run somebody over in the car, she was driving.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't even want to. You don't want to even like you weren't here when we did the episode after the London date where they smelled the perfume and she's like, oh, it smells like pot and gummy bears, and he goes,
marijuana.
Yeah. That's what he said.
And he like said it like he like was like could have
believed she goes, it smells like pot. It smells like pot and gummy bears. Marijuana. Like,
he thinks going to see Cocaine Bear is the wildest thing a human being can do.
It's a bear filled with cocaine.
Oh, I can't. I don't know.
The White Pony?
I'm gonna have to be honest with you. I found that movie lacking. I'm sorry about my honesty.
What's so funny about a bear that's accidentally snorting cocaine?
Okay, sounds dangerous.
What about marijuana?
Dude, marijuana? So that's I need to put him on a podcast with Doug. So then they go to the fantasy suite.
Wait, no, they don't though.
But they go spend the night.
They go from one room to another in the same place.
He says, "Are we going to do this? Do you want to do this?" And she's holding the key, and she says, "Yes." And he says, "Good, because it's right here."
It's right.
They didn't even get to go to another fantasy.
No, they were already in a fantasy.
ABC ran out of money with whatever they paid Gabby.
Like, she got the stumpiest, dumpiest shit.
Well, they had their little thing.
Gabby got a boat to her room, only accessible via water.
You're right.
She got a pirate.
Right. You're right. She got, you're right.
He's like,
she
there's a door right over here. There's a janitor's closet. Let's go.
Yeah. Here's the fantasy suite. We're already here.
Dude.
She didn't even get a pepper cricket.
And then
nothing.
Was there even like a pool there? Like,
no,
there wasn't,
nothing. Nothing.
It was
a rattan couch.
So yeah, they were like, we went to World Market and got this couch.
But she still went in there with him.
She did.
So then, Gabby in the morning.
Ooh, you cut out.
Why?
Wait.
What?
What's happening?
The sound cut out.
Oh, just for you, Patrick.
That's yours.
So then in the morning.
Why don't we see what their morning?
Because I think we were trying to be like, what happened? Like, I think they wanted us to go.
I hate that.
They wanted us to what?
Do they wake up in a cuddle like the other two?
Yeah, we wanted us to go.
Cuddle sesh.
Is it post-coital? Can we tell?
Yeah, so then in the morning, Gabby is blindsided and her trust is broken because this idiot on camera and to all of his dates.
Yeah.
So then this motherfucker, and I use that term sparingly. And I'm going to say, this motherfucker has sex with Gabby. He knows she has a traumatic feeling about being picked second.
Right.
She's the only one he slept with. This son of a gun picks her second.
Yes.
And then looks at her the rest of the thing.
Nope. Yep.
I mean,
literally,
cruelty.
And it felt like it wasn't editing.
No,
it felt like he truly wasn't looking at her.
No. He was not looking at her. Katie's gonna win. Okay, so now so then for the listeners at home, here's where Katie
win what?
Here's where Katie lost me.
Lose.
So here's where Katie lost me. So Ariel loses. Oh. He walks Ariel out and she gives a sexy like fucking claw hand, like whisper hot breath, like, don't forget you always wanted to fuck me the most, into the ear. Like basically, like she gives a sexy goodbye, kind of like, don't forget, gets in the thing, dry eye.
Oh, Ariel.
Ariel.
She handles it very well.
But it's also so sexy at the door. Yeah.
And maybe she just shuts down again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know?
Okay, so meanwhile, she's out there with him, Katie turns to turns to Gabby and does not need to say this. And I rewatched it this morning because my brother and I disagreed about what happened. This is how I saw it. She says to Gabby the following words, I know it was you.
Yeah.
And Gabby goes, I feel like I have a scarlet letter.
Yeah, Hester Prime.
She said,
threatening.
I rewatched it. She said, I know you were the only one.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
I know you were the
Whatever
only one.
Whatever it was,
I
it
know
was
you were the. And she also didn't move her lips when she said it.
Do it again. Yeah. Let me see you do it. Act it out. Play the part.
She's looking. You're Gabby. You're looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm Katie. I'm looking out here and I do this. I know you were the only one. And looks at her and Gabby is like.
And it's so slut-shaming.
And she turns
away. Slut-shaming.
Gabby turns away holding her rose and it like goes to cover her face with her rose and says,
I feel like
I have the letter A on my chest, like the fucking scarlet letter.
Dude.
Yeah.
It was
Katie
vicious.
It was so slut shaming.
Vicious. I know you were the only one.
I hated it. It was so threatening.
It was so threatening and mean. Slut shaming.
And that's how you got here.
Yeah.
Like Ariel
like that's how
went
you got
home because she didn't put out.
Yeah.
It was so. And also, she got that rose first, and
what
she knows
bitch.
It. And
then not moving her
she's
mouth.
She's a bitch.
Ooh,
and
scared
then,
the shit out of me.
She's a bitch. I've
it's
never seen her be a bitch. It's so mean. And then just don't say anything. Like, why say it? It's none of your business. So then he comes out. She smiles again. And it reminded me of All smiles from here. It reminded me of when Kat got herself back together, when Kat was losing her shit. Like, I can't talk to him now. I can't talk to him now. And they're like, hi, Zach. Like, she did that same move. So she, I do it again.
I knew you were the only one.
And then out he comes. And she's like,
hi. First one to hug him. And then he goes and he hugs her and he's going, while he's hugging Katie.
And Gabby's
standing there holding her wilting rose.
Saying, I feel like I'm
like Hester Prynne.
I cannot.
Looking at him moaning while he hugs Katie.
It was brutal.
And this is why I'm saying, like, I felt like it from the beginning of the episode, I felt like it was Katie the whole time.
I thought so too.
Now, and it definitely feels like
Katie. In her defense, Katie may have meant, I think you're the only one who fed those monkeys something so they'd attack me.
Oh, my brother heard it as, you're going to win.
Oh.
You're the only one. But that's not Alucard.
No, I don't think so. No, you're the
only one,
no.
left.
Like, no, I think it's definitely not.
She meant you're the only one. You're the one who had sex. Yeah.
It was
absolutely.
He was saying she was like Neo in the Matrix.
It was
the only one.
I don't like her anymore. I'm out.
I don't either.
I don't like her anymore.
That is such like a look. If I mean, assuming that is what she meant, which it absolutely seems like, because
seems
the tone, the way she looked at her, everything. That is just such a look into her character and such a red flag into what
agreed.
Type of person she is.
Agreed. Yeah, now she's attracted to Zach just as a
win.
To fuck over
to
another
to win.
Woman.
To win.
Win.
Spiteful and petty. 100%.
Yeah, I'm going
to
win
yeah.
this whole thing.
And Gabby's so nice. It's like, why? And it seemed like they were friendly before. They were in the tub together putting the bubbles on their head.
I don't see Gabby as a malicious
This
person.
Is your pal. Like, if like at least just be like, well, one of us will win. Like
wow.
can't we be kind?
We're going to do predictions?
Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to take a quick break. Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts about that final statement, that final date? Any final thoughts on the date? There's some noises
outside. Loved her until she turned around.
Yes.
And
I did
then
too.
I lost respect for her. And the only thing I could think of is maybe they edited out 5 hours of calming her down. I don't know. Well, it was very weird.
But why be mean to Gabby like that?
Oh no, it was awful.
Well, jealousy. She's mad. I'm sure feels her time, her moment was taken away from her, and
she
all
had
that
a shitty
shit.
Day. I mean, she had a shitty
or she's
day.
Just doing the math too, which would be like, well, they can't send the girl who had sex with him.
Yeah,
home.
So don't say it to her.
So it wasn't Ariel. So yeah,
I mean
it
was.
I don't know.
Like, they don't say it out loud.
Or yeah, maybe
she was
fishing
trying,
to see if she was the
but
one.
But she was trying to get away with it.
Yeah.
She was right. had turned her face
she
in profile to
away
the
from the camera.
And didn't move
away from
her
the
lips.
Camera.
So respecting her privacy.
She was trying to get away with it.
It was so mean. It was so mean.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. We're going to make our predictions and we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
And we're back.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Before we do our predictions, you guys, we got so many fun emails. We got a lot of fun reviews. Here are the reviews we got. We love them. Katie, we got a bunch of good reviews.
Yay. I love when people give us reviews.
And you enjoyed Livia last week.
I really did. I especially loved because, you know, there's not a lot of Jews on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
so it's nice to hear her talk about Ariel.
I loved this.
Her Judaism and all that. It was great.
So this was from Hannah M. And so the end of the title got cut off. So we'll just have to guess how amazing it is. Hands down, my favorite podcast in the world.
There we go.
I found this pod soon after I started watching Batch, and I would have given up on the franchise long ago if it wasn't for this hilarious cast of goons who leaves me in stitches week after week. I listened through some dark days, but I can always count on Arden, her hilarious guests, and the production team to make me laugh out loud week after week. I love the classic matchup of Robbie B, Padgett Brewster, and Aaron Foley. Rob and Aaron aren't watching this season, but they both said they would watch next season and come back. But my heart also flutters when Lance and his husband Michael come on. I love the endearing family stories, and I truly consider everyone on the podcast my friends. Keep doing the Lord's work.
Aww, thank you.
How great was Alaric?
He was great.
Alaric and Shamwam Shamawa.
They both were so fun.
I felt like that was like getting.
They got along.
That was like a
too.
Getting to. No, they don't listen to this, so we can say it. That was my kind of like
your little hometown.
Like, yeah, like hoping to see. I felt like they connected.
They really did. They got along great. They played off each other well.
Okay, this is one of my favorite reviews we've gotten. Okay. 5 stars. Stole my mom's phone to review from Rachel in Bend. I've been listening to Arden, the production team, and all their friends for years. It's the highlight of my week. I'm currently sitting in a chair getting chemo infusion with my mom next to me. I just stole her phone to give y'all another 5-star review. I love how this podcast is so funny, thorough, and not mean-spirited. It's the perfect tone. Keep doing the Lord's work. Rachel!
We hope the best for you.
We're so rooting for you. This means the world to us. We're going to send you, everybody out there who's listening, send good vibes to Rachel.
Yes.
Send some good energy. Send a healing, kind thoughts for Rachel.
Yeah.
All the love, all the healing. You know, I didn't grow up a religious, but I'll even say a prayer.
Yeah.
I'll say a prayer. I'll do whatever it takes. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate your review. Now let's go hear some Tweet of the Weeks. Shout out last to Elegant Crop Top, who won both the necklace and the a sleep crown. So you got to email us your mailing address so we can get us your present. You're the champion, Rebecca. Okay, so here we are. Are you guys ready to pick a winner of Tweet of the Week who's going to get a sleep crown?
Yes.
Love it.
And if you want your own sleep crown, there's a new, you can do sleepcrown.com/WYATR, and there's a new code word for a discount, which is Nectar.
Nectar.
Nectar. Do you love your sleep crown?
I love my sleep crown.
I don't know where mine is in my house the last 2 days, and I've not.
Did you take it with you? Did you go on vacation and take it with you?
No, my gentleman caller has one.
I was gonna say, did he steal it?
No, he has one, but I hid mine from my cat sitter because it's like you don't want. It's almost like sharing your teddy bear.
Yeah.
It's like on your face. It's
okay.
In your
That's
face.
That's true. I don't share.
It's not on your head. It's on your face. So I just couldn't.
Sure.
I can't find it. Okay, ready? Here we go. This is the winner. Who's going to be the winner? Here for the right reasons at Florida Right Reasons. Zach only has animalistic desire for wearing dad polos.
He did say animalistic desire.
Here's another one from Here for the Right Reasons at Florida Right Reasons. Zach, Sean said, do what feels most comfortable, and so I chose not to have sex with women. This is from Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. Apparently, Zach didn't get the memo that his dick is also looking for its best friend. This is also from Rebecca. Much like the fish man in The Shape of Water, Zach's dick only comes out for a special quiet lady. This is from Melanie at Melanie Tomato. Gabby shouting, we're flying, instead of I'm the king of the world on that boat made me feel geriatric.
Wow.
This is from Kelly Zettler at Kelly Jo Zettler. Zach, hi, Katie. It's so good to see you. I fucked Gabby, so let's go kayak.
That's
funny. Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. I get that Katie is hurt by Zach, but by no means should she just drop that weapons-grade Canadian accent on us this late into the season.
Oh, wow.
Megan Rose at Jenga Champion. Gabby, I am also chosen second. Rose ceremony. Zach, Gabby, will you accept this second rose? Okay, here we go. Final two, Vanessa Cranston at Van Jan Cran. Zach, Katie, let's kayak out into this wet log real quick so I can unload how I failed my self-righteous experiment while you get malaria. And Leslie Berkowitz at Hey Leslie Bibb, this entire season was worth it for Katie really splurging that Canadian accent on six stories and a pal in one sentence. Which are your top two?
I would say weapons grade Canadian accent.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty good.
Go out to this wet log and get malaria.
Okay.
Uncomfortable. Says he wouldn't do anything uncomfortable, so he's not having sex.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to go. Okay. We're going to go uncomfortable and weapons grade accent.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's pretty
okay,
good.
Okay. Great. Accent. Okay. Here for the right reasons. Zach. Sean said, do what feels comfortable, so I chose not to have sex with women, or,
solid,
or,
solid, like a movie theater turd.
Okay, or Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. I get that Katie is hurt by Zach, but by no means should she just drop that weapons-grade Canadian accent on us this late into the season. Do what feels right, or weapons-grade accent, Hitchy.
I'd say weapons-grade accent.
Doug.
The first one.
Do what feels right.
Weapons grade accent.
Katie. Oh,
fuck. I like the do what feels right.
Ooh, it's a tiebreaker.
Arden, what are you going to do? Arden.
Okay, here we go. The final winner. Here for the right reasons. For the right reasons. Zach said do what feels comfortable. So I chose not to have sex with women. You won. Email us your mailing address and we will send you a sleep crown.
Sleep crown winner.
Okay. A final predictions. Hitchy, what do you think happened?
It's weird because with the editing, you never know. Sometimes they try to trick you and they had Gabby crying.
Yes.
Which might mean that she wins.
And do you think they're still together? Do you think she can get over that?
But. I do think it's going to be...
You think Katie wins.
I think it's going to be Katie.
And do you think they're still together?
No.
Okay. Doug still together and who?
Gosh.
Well, they might have to be together until it airs.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Nope.
This is a tough one because I really... Gabby just... It just felt to me like he was going to end up with the person that he had sex with.
Yeah.
And then you know, either the engagement falls apart on the show or later.
I feel like he's such a goody two-shoes, so that getting getting scolded by Katie made him want to prove that, like, I think now her being mad and getting her back, like, I think that was thrilling for him to anger her and get her back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think he's still excited about her because I think he's played this thing like, I'm going to fall in love with all of them and then one at a time they'll go home until just, you know... Whoever's left, that's going to be my wife.
So you know, so you think
just
Katie?
This weird process elimination, because like we've said, they go home whenever they start to seem like they're going to be more than just in love with him unconditionally.
So who do you think it will be? Katie?
I think he's going to end up with Gabby because I think he still just has to, in his mind, try to do the right thing.
Yeah, Catholic guilt. Maybe.
And are they still together? Can she get over it?
No, it won't work out. It won't work out at all.
But are they together now, do you think?
No.
Okay. Okay, Padgett.
Like after the final rose, it'll be them saying, yeah, it didn't work.
Okay.
I got a curveball for you because here's what I genuinely think will happen. Okay. He has to justify sleeping with Gabby, so he proposes to Gabby. By the time after the final rose airs, they will have broken up and he will be with Katie. They might not necessarily be engaged, but they will be dating. And Gabby will be history.
Wow. That's an excellent prediction.
Yeah.
Okay. So great.
I think so.
You're
fingers
great.
Fingers crossed.
I want to be right.
Please be right.
Poor Gabby.
Poor Gabby. I love Gabby.
I mean, I could see that happening.
Katie,
like,
what's it going to be?
I could see that happening. Okay. Because
Katie still wants to win, ultimately.
Yeah. And also, they live in the same hometown.
They both live in Austin.
Make a prediction.
Well, I think in the end he's going to end up with Katie. And okay. I don't know how he's going to get there.
Yep.
But I think he will end up with Katie. I think it's been her from the start.
But who's he going to propose to?
Maybe he proposes to nobody.
No. Okay. So you say
that's
nobody.
A possibility.
And then he ends up, and then he, like later on, he goes, "Well, you know, Katie and I ran into each other at Whole Foods."
Ah.
And I showed him my food hole.
All right, I'm going to say he proposes to Gabby. She can't get over it. She's really messed up over it. And they're not together. And he's not with, what's her name, yet?
Katie.
Because he's going to insist that he's not, but he will be in like 4 months.
Oh. Well, so right. Many possibilities.
Okay, Padgett, what would you like to promote?
I can't remember anything now.
Great. I love it. Doug, what would you like to promote?
I do stand-up and Doug Loves Movies at clubs all over the place, including I'm going to be at Helium in Portland, Oregon very soon, and got stops coming up in Chicago and Seattle and a bunch of places. DougLovesMovies.com. Oh, and the next LA show is on April 16th at the Dynasty Typewriter.
So fun. Ah. It's a Sunday night. So fun.
We've all had fun there.
We love it. Hitchy, what would you like to promote?
The Resort on Peacock and Your Place or Mine on Netflix. And I have a thing coming up that's secret, but it'll be fun.
I'm going to be on this next season of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. I don't want to know anything. I love that show so much. Don't tell me anything. Don't spoil anything.
I'm in the second half of the season.
Oh my God. I don't want to know anything. I'm so excited.
That's
I'm
amazing.
So jealous.
Yeah, that
oh my
was,
God.
So that's what I was doing in New York this fall.
Oh, you motherfucker. I'm so, excited.
I look
her closer
terrible.
Friends already knew that that's what she was.
I'm very excited.
I don't follow anyone.
I'm excited. So that'll be, I think that comes out in a month. And then, the live show at Union Hall, Bell House. We still have tickets on April 15th, Saturday night. Get your tickets at rosepodcast.vodka. And if you don't have tickets to the stand-up show Friday night, I'm doing stand-up at Seth Herzog's show, Sweet, in New York City that next Tuesday, which I believe is like 15th, 16th, so 18th. But I'll probably be doing the same set of stand-up. So if you're coming Friday night, don't come to the stand-up. It'll be the same. Just a heads up. And then also, we're doing Summer House on our Patreon, and it's super fun. Katie, what would you like to promote?
As always, please adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. LA shelters are so full right now. If you have the ability to foster, it will help save lives. If you've been thinking about adopting, now is the time to do it. Wherever you are, just please go to your local shelter and get an animal from there.
Nice. Well, what a season. Like, was so fun to have you all. Thank you so much for coming to play with us. Thank you to our listeners. Until next time, my name is Arda Marine. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose? Accept this rose into your world.
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.